Welcome to the show. For the ones who don't know, for the ones who are going to be seeing it, this is Kyle the One, a La Familia conglomerate, an OG, a young
Yes,
OG in the game. I'm calling,
sir.
I'm working on my intro game right quick. So let me see if it's
Yes,
good. All right, so I got West Side Stand Up. I got Cincinnati Stand Up. I got La
Yes,
Familia Stand Up,
sir.
all that in one. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had the little
Yes.
clapping thing right there for that
Hey, man,
video,
don't even worry about it, man. It's gonna one day you have it, man. Next interview we do, I'm gonna be like, yeah, bro, I told you was gonna get it, nigga. Like,
My
hell yeah.
nigga, I
Hell
appreciate you
yeah.
taking the time, bro. For real, dog. This mean a lot to me, man. We're gonna chop it up about your music for sure. We're gonna talk about just about homie shit, just keeping it real with you. And I like to keep it
Yeah.
real with everybody who watching. Is this not the first time that me and you ever had a conversation?
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm
Yeah, I
saying? So
mean, and like I know, I done seen, you know, you do Wonder and actually y'all. It's like, damn, you know what? One day, so I hope I get to do this shit, man. And the fact that, you know, I'm working hard and I'm finally here, man. I'm just glad to be starting, you know, see the hard work I'm putting in with the music shit, man. So I'm more than grateful for this shit,
I
man.
remember you was on the Timeless project one that had dropped last year, man. And
Yeah.
you did a song with Dayo, who I definitely got to interview one day too, man. I got to do
Yeah,
that before his price run up. You know what I'm saying? But like,
yeah, man.
I fuck with y'all bars, bro. Y'all got a good ass bar system. One of my oldest questions that I always used to ask was a corny ass question back in the car before Corona and shit. And now that I got the light, I can ask the question again. So my dog, what is your all-time favorite color?
Bro, you know, it's so crazy. I'm gonna have to go with green. And the weirdest story behind it is it's some kitty shit, some goofy shit, man.
Yeah,
So,
okay.
nah, they all see the background. Oh, that's team, bro. That's hey, this nigga said that's team, bro.
You see me? I'm
Hey, bro.
trying. Hey,
Hey, this
I'm
nigga too
trying.
cold, y'all. This nigga too cold. I was little, me and my little brother, you know, Power Rangers. Like to this day, this still my shit. Got the OG Power Ranger
Okay.
morph. I'm looking right at it. My little brother used to be the Red Ranger. I used to be the Blue Ranger. And I remember on a
Okay.
commercial, I seen a Green Ranger. I was like, "Oh shit, who the fuck is this nigga?" So I was
Fire.
like, "You know what?" So one night, my dad's like, he tucked us in the bed. He's like, "Good night, Red Ranger." He said, "Good night, Blue Ranger." I said, "No, I don't want to be Blue Ranger no more." He said, "What you want to be?" I said, "I want to be the Green Ranger." He's all right. Good night, Green Ranger. So ever since then, like green, that's been my go-to color, man. Like,
Hey,
love it.
I fuck with that.
So me and Wonder actually started collecting comic books. And the main comic
Okay.
book series I collect are the Power Ranger comics that started up a
Okay.
couple years ago. So
Okay.
I got a nice stack of them. Like Zach, that's ain't nigga in there, man. Love that dude, bro.
Damn,
Go
bro,
to
jump into it, man. Like I said, you're growing up on the west side of Cincinnati.
Yes, sir.
For sure, it's a tell me the upbringing. Tell me how that came about because, you know, like the early days before it got super gentrified. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? You can't see
Yeah,
that. The West Side's just,
no. Yeah,
you know?
so my pops, he's the youngest out of 11 siblings. So
Okay.
he Grams had him hella late in her life. Had me when he around my age 21. So just growing up in the West Side, I went to Gamble. I don't know if you oh I
Yeah.
don't know if you know where that is. Yeah,
Yeah.
right before went there, just stayed on the few, moved to Ravenwood Apartments right there on Western Northern, always up in the Fay. That's all where my family was. So just growing up in that aspect, I mean, I love the culture. You know, they always talk shit about Westsiders and White Castles, but I don't know, whatever reason, man. I love it. Ken Washington chili, best chili in the city, bro. I don't care what
Damn.
nobody else say, man. Like it's on the West Side. Everything about the West Side, the culture, man. I
Everyone
just it's
says
an
that.
identity. You feel me?
Okay.
Like, I guarantee you, like, almost every picture, like, I gotta have the dub throwing up and everything, man. Like, I'm ride or die. Eventually, I want to get it tatted on me somewhere, but, you know, one step at a time.
Yeah, as time progresses.
And, you know, just growing up in that neighborhood, it's just rich, man. And back in the day, before it was gentrified, like, I remember back in the day going to school, it was all these races, you know, together, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. Now it's just like, it's either white or black,
Yeah.
you know. And then the fact that the Fay isn't even the Fay no more, it's Roll Hill.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah. I did see that. I
bro.
drove past it just yesterday, bro. That's funny how you said that. I just drove past that yesterday.
And it's like, man, everything just changed, man. Shit closing. It's like, it's not how it was when I used to be. And then even, At a certain point, when I was younger, we moved to Mount Airy, which is more the northern western side, still connected, but just seeing just the whole city change in general, it's just, I hate it, you know, and it's just not the same no more, gentrification everywhere, and I feel like it's really infected the culture I've grown to love, but you know, I always, at least once or a couple times out of every other song I try to do, I always shout out the West Side, man, because you know, you street do. Lights, you know, street lights come on, hurrying up in the house, fights outside, man. And sometimes, you know, little kid pick on my little brother. Like, nigga, you gonna beat that little nigga ass? Gotta go beat the little nigga ass because you fucking with my little brother type shit. So, it's just, you know, that's where all my family's from, you know. That's, I love that shit.
And it's so funny, shout out to Wonder. He just tapped in. I'm just thinking back from everything you're just saying. He damn near mimicked. Well, y'all basically remember exactly the same words he said in the ride we had, like when I was talking about FC, and he's like, "Bro, I hate FC, bro." And I was like, "Damn, for real? I thought you was gonna be happy about it." He's like, "Nah, bro, you don't know what's gonna do for us." And this was like a year and a half before they built that fucking stadium, bro.
Bro,
fucking fucked up the whole downtown. Like it's trippy out there, bro. Right,
bro, I went to high school. I graduated from Taft. That's the crazy thing. Wow. So I see you tearing down my school stadium for this shit. Yeah. Like I don't know if you ever heard of Cincinnati Gardens.
Yeah,
that was
where they used to play at. Well, the basketball team used to play at back in the day, man.
You feel me? Like y'all, why not just build it there? Y'all already tore down Cincinnati Gardens. Why not build a stadium there? You feel me? Instead of just coming downtown, where it's already low key overpopulated.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? And then, in regards to Queen City, like bro, yeah, like growing up, all that shit never used to be there. It used to be a McDonald's right where that. You know, where that little pond is right next to that Family Dollar. Used to be Arby's, rallies, basketball court, swimming pool, like everything, man. And it's like, damn, bro, y'all don't fuck. Like, who the fuck gonna come down here and just walk around? Like, hold up, wait, no. The whites. That's exactly who gonna.
And this is where I kind of like want to get into. Like, I be trying to like put my little journalist in this shit with the combo. Yeah. I be wanting people that watch this stuff to understand that who look like us, we can actually take that shit back still. We don't have to just talk about it. We don't have to just see this shit. You know, it's going to sound like most people don't want to hear it. We're going to stack that. We got to stack that bread. Once we stack that bread, we can go ahead and really talk that white man talk that they've been talking, taking the shit that we fucking done had for the last 30, 40 years. So it's like we just got to stack that bread and put that shit in the right thing. Stop putting it in the wrong shit. Stop putting your money in the wrong shit, bro. And I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the audience for the
first time. You know what I mean? Bro, you ain't spending nothing but facts, bro. Like, you know what I mean? When niggas get a quick check or they just get a large sum of money, what do we tend to do? We tend to blow it. Yes. We don't save it. You feel me? Like, and that's one of the main things that I try to do, and even the whole Lafa Mills squad, like money, investments, like, especially this nigga Wonder, man. He got his fist thrown up. Like, bro, every couple weeks, we try to invest. Like, you know, Cash App got the stocks, the Bitcoin. Sir. So every time I get paid, I'll put a few bucks in there. I don't know if you ever heard of Acorns.
Yes, sir. Come on, so man.
Yeah, me and H2O, bro. So this is the thing. Like, we're probably the two out the group that use Acorns the most. And, you know, I just graduated from college last May.
Yes,
so,
sir, you know, I did. Congratulations.
Appreciate that. So anytime like I was low, I ain't had no funds. Acorns, like even though I hate to do it, got $80 in Acorn. Okay, let me take that. I need some weed. Let me take that. I need something to eat. Let me take that. But now, I got a stable, you know, flow of income. So work full time. I'm able to just leave that money in Acorns alone. I'm just able to see it stack, grow. Credit score. I always try to be smart with credit cards and stuff.
Yes,
you know?
Sir.
Just trying to build that credit. So I have a goal that by the age of 25, you know, I'm near that 800 credit score range.
Oh, hey, man.
Just turned 23. I'm in the 700s right now. So it's just, you know, one step at a time, man. I'm just trying to grind.
Do you hear this, folks? And I'm talking about not just the people that's on live. This is going to be on YouTube sometime in the future. Like, bruh, my nigga is 23 fucking years old. Already in the 700s with credit. Some people that are have, like, times two our age, 50, they ain't never seen a 700, my G. Congratulations, bro. Real talk.
I appreciate I'm telling that,
you
this bro.
Just because, like, you actually motivated me in a sense and you don't even know it. Like, I've been on this that shit too, like, lately, just been on Cash App, putting money and shit like that. But with the credit, man, I didn't own a credit card till I was like 23, 24. Now it's just for my wife telling me to do it. You know what I mean? So I'm like, damn, bro, where was my mind at this point? Like, we weren't taught this shit. So big ups to you, bro, for having that mind state. Help me out with this. Go ahead on, bring up the origin story if you know it. Like, how did La Familia come about? Because, like I said, I'm a stoner, so I might have been told this story before, but I haven't been told it from your perspective.
I had a feeling you were going to ask this. So it's like, it's so crazy. So, you know, Wonder's my cousin.
Okay.
So I want to say 2016. I don't know if you ever heard of the program Upper Barrel. It's a program high school students get to stay on college UC's campus for a few weeks out the summer or whatever. I participated in the program, and Wonder did too. He was a couple years ahead of me. So he came back to be a mentor my last year of the program right before I started college. I was like, oh, yeah, what's good, cuz? That's how literally everybody met. Like, I met H2O that summer. I met our boy Steve, and I met our boy Roundtree, because Roundtree was also a mentor. It's so crazy because Roundtree – a couple years later, he ended up coming up here from grad school because he's from Virginia. So yeah, it's so weird how things, like, you know, play out and work out. It's like, damn, like, it's 2021. Like, I damn near met y'all niggas half a decade ago. Damn. And who knows? I know it was Wonder, Steve, and H2O. And then, you know, that's when I started, you know, hanging around them more and everything. And that's how I got, you know, initiated, started for me. And then later, you know, Roundtree just completed it. And ever since then, it's like, damn, this squad, this is just the five of us type shit.
Who came up with the name?
Hey, it's all H2O, man. Let me tell you something, bro. This nigga H2O, this nigga's Batman. I'm Robin. Well, I'm gonna take that back. I feel like I see the growth in myself as an artist, so I'm not Robin anymore. I say I'm more Nightwingish now. Okay. But that nigga, he's the leader of the Wolf Pack. I always call him, it's the Wolf Pack, he's the leader. He's the head honcho. This is all him, man. Like, shout out to that nigga, man. Like, every time I see this nigga improving his craft, it's like, damn, I gotta take it a step notch too, man. You know, I gotta get better.
Facts.
Like, that nigga a bad motherfucker, man. I always think he's top five in the city. He always brushing it off. That nigga is top five in the city. And he watched, nigga, you are top five in the city.
Stoner question, because I like to get high as hell all the time and ask these shits, bro. What do you think was the dopest Will Smith movie, bro, all time?
Oh, shit. See, it's so crazy because I'm starting to see – I seen a movie I ain't see, like, ever see with him. Like, the Wild Wild West, I seen that. Honestly, I low-key want to say it's between the Bad Boy franchise and Black Men in Black 2, just because he had Rosario Dawson, bro.
Okay. Like
He did that. You feel me? And it's like, damn. And then it's just, it's so many. But not then at the same time, Hitch. Like, it's hard, bro. But bruh, if I had to really choose,
hey,
I definitely say I say Men in Black 2, bro.
Okay.
Because you know,
that's a good one. Because was that the one where you shoot the dude head off and they always come back? Was that one?
Yeah, and he had to revive K's memory type shit, man. Like, yeah, bro. Yeah, you hit, bro. Hell yeah, bro.
Hey, bro. Don't lie, man. While you was thinking of the movies, I just thought of, like, Pursuit of Happiness. And the only reason why it was, bro, do you remember that part?
I tell you my answer. I forgot about Pursuit of Happiness,
bro. You, bro, I know you remember the part when it was fucked up, and I ain't trying to make it a funny part, but remember when he was down bad, and I'm talking about down bad, bad.
That nigga was in the bathroom.
I never thought about this, though. Kai, what if the dude that was knocking on the door hella hard had to really take, like, a mean-ass shit? Like, He had to take probably like one of the meanest shits. Nah, bro.
Nigga had to fuck around and go to the women's room for real. Like, like, bro, I swear, bro.
I literally just thought about that shit like, damn, bro, Will Smith really, he was down bad, but he could have probably let that dude in. Like, that movie was definitely top 10. I'll say for sure. It hit me so home. Nah. It hit me so close to home, bro. Damn.
You don't see that, you know, like, that type of empowerment, that type of story with a black male figure, you feel me? Like, it's always a white man. It's always a strong black woman or a white woman or et cetera, et cetera. Like that. That's what I fucking with the movie about the most.
Out There was produced by Johnny Wonder, man. Shout out to Wonder on the beat. But you definitely did give us two music at the same time. A rap. I'm gonna call it a little rap punch to the eye, man. Cause you be doing it. You be doing it both, man. You could rap. You could sing. Like. Hit me up with this. Like, when was the first time you knew you could start singing, not rapping? Because most niggas know they can rap. How about singing?
So, no. This is crazy. I used to be able to... I was singing before I was rapping.
Word?
So, yeah. When I was little, man, I could sing so much better. But, like...
Okay.
At a certain point, you know, puberty hits. And my pops is like, hey, bro, if you don't practice, you ain't gonna be able to sing no more. Guess what happened? I wasn't practicing like I should have been. And that's what happened. So, it's like, when... You know, I'm dealing with, you know, changing my voice. You know, my balls are dropping, bro. I'm trying to figure out what's my sound, what's my voice going to sound like. I said, you know what? Let me try rapping. It's low key similar to singing. Right. I've been writing songs since I was 10, like around 9 or 10 years old. So it's like, okay, I'm getting to high school, middle school. I said, all right, I'm gonna try. So I took my first song I recorded was off of Audacity and a Guitar Hero mic from the Wii. I plugged up the Guitar Hero mic on like to the laptop, and I was just like rapping on it type shit. And like to this day, you go on SoundCloud, you scroll all the way down, you hear, listen to my early shit, you see how my voice, you just see the growth. It's like, damn, nigga, I released a sound like this. I surprised my damn self.
Word, bro. That's what's up, bro. Damn, you was improvising like a motherfucker, bro. See, that's what I'm saying. They don't know how creative niggas are, bro. And at an early age, my nigga used the Wii. Good. Oh my God, bro! Innovation, though. Bro. Come on, hey, man.
I was trying, man. It was like, I got to a certain age when my dad's like, "Oh, damn, little nigga, you can spit a little bit." So, like, shit went on from there.
Shout out to Pops for the one time, just because you've been mentioning him a lot in this this interview, bro. And I feel like he definitely was a big impact in your life. I'm not guessing. I could already assume that.
Nah, man.
You know what I mean?
Real talk, man. That nigga had me from the ground up, man. Like, been struggling my whole life, fighting poverty, all that shit. That's like pursuit of happiness, bro. I can relate to that. So,
yeah.
Like, fighting evictions, just growing up poor until, you know, you know, certain people came into the picture, man. It's my nigga for life, man.
Word, man. What's the, what has been, what do you think, how I want to put this, the most impactful moment in your life to where you had to go in the studio and be like, I got to, like, relieve this stress. I got to literally write this shit down. Like, can you bring up a time in your life, like, where you need to go, like, real hard in the stew?
So.
Just because of life?
Yeah, no. So, actually, man. I'm going to tell you now, before these niggas H2O, one or anybody else in the crew tell you, they going to call me a ladies man. They going to call me that nigga when it comes to the girls.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Man, fuck what they talking about.
But, right.
There was a girl I deeply admire. And I've been diagnosed with a major depressive disorder. I was just, this girl, I thought she liked me. But the whole, and she was on the track team at school.
Okay.
She from Memphis, you know what I'm saying? She was there the whole summer. I'm up here, of course. I ain't go down there. When she came back, it's like, I had all this talk the whole summer about being together, you feel me? Just kicking it, you know what I'm saying? You know, just, you know, you my girl. So, she come back maybe the first month or two. It's cool. But then, like, she just start doing some other shit. And it ended with her wanted to be quote unquote single. It's cool, but like I'm using my resources. I'm waking up early in the morning to take you from work back home, buying you food, getting money for your hair. Oh, and you in my bed inside of me, niggas blowing up your phone type shit. On every social media platform, unsaid text messages, and you on the ground entertaining motherfuckers. And it's like, bro, My pops was killed my senior year of high school, so sometimes, you know, it doesn't got better over time. I'm battling depression. So every time that around that time of the year when, you know, it's the death anniversary day, I'm a little down, but I'm cool. And her excuse is like, well, honestly, when I got back up here, I was, you know, in a infatuation with you, but then it just stopped. And I was just giving it time to, you know, come back. I'm like, I wanted to call her a bitch, but, you know, I said, nah, why didn't you tell me from the jump? I'm out here, you know, giving myself to you. I'm giving more, you know, more of me to you than you are to me. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, it was one of the darkest parts of my life. I wasn't on antidepressants, man. I ended up overdosing on my anti-medication, like my antidepressant medication. So it's like I ended up being in a psych ward for 48 hours and transferred to another facility. It's like, bro, I felt like shit, man. They took all my clothes. I'm wearing, you know, scrubs they can just throw away. Yeah. And it's just like, bro, I'm not fucking with this. And then having somebody talk to you real slow, it's like, are you okay? Would you like this? I'm like, bitch, are you slow?
I'm fine.
I'm going. But it's like, they got me in here with the mentally ill. It's like, okay, you know what? I might have problems, but I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Let me get the fuck up out of here. So,
yeah.
Moving on from then, like, just bars going into music, and it's so crazy. Like, I got a song on standby, so a goal of mine is to drop a song this, like, every other month this year. So just be that.
Okay.
Consistent. So
okay,
definitely got some heartbreak songs I've been saving. Like I'm not gonna throw no names out there, but just best believe I'm talking shit. I'm talking just a little bit of shit, you know.
That's and all it's crazy good. Because,
you know, you grow as a person, you improve, you glow up a little bit more. Motherfuckers just come back around, and she's one of the ones that came back around. But at this point, I don't pay no mind, bro. It's like once you lose me, you lose me. You know, I tell all my niggas, like, you're the bag. Let the motherfuckers secure you, bro. Like, real talk. You're the fucking bag. Girls always talking about secure the bag. You're the fucking bag, my nigga. Don't ever forget that shit.
Shout out to Kata One for probably one of the best quotes of 2021 so far, quoting that men are the bag. You heard it here first on Silver, bro.
Hell yeah, bro.
Hey,
hell
bro, yeah. That's actually I actually never thought about it like that, bro. And you never know how much you have in common with someone until you talk to them. And this Absolutely. Is the really reason why I love having this conversation every week whenever I can. Real true story, bro. Me and you not having the same story, but, like, kind of having that part where we were in a psych ward. Like, I'm very open. I was in a psych ward for a week and a half for an attempt at suicide, bro. And, you know, like, it was back in high school. And, like, I don't tell that many people about it. And it's okay now to tell it, you know what I'm saying, because of like where you came from. So I love the fact that you can be so open, bro, and honest about the shit that you went through, because I'm the same way, and it took me a long time to get like that. But that's the growth that you experience in life, bro. So, like, I really do fuck with you, bro, because you actually took that bad and you made it good, and you definitely have a good soul to where people have to just be connected to you. So it's funny how Wonder and niggas be like, yeah, you ladies, man, stuff like that. But, hey, you never know, man. That's just probably how people actually are. The more open and honest you are, the more people would like to be towards you. But, bro,
Yeah, man.
That actually had me for a second just thinking, bro. I really fuck with you, bro, because that really is something that we need in life. But
nah, bro, I fuck with you too, man. Real talk.
Moving on, man. Hitting them with the journalists again. Night Shift reminds me of Grand Theft Auto 3.
Look, I got some hitters that be with me on the night shift. The type of niggas that be knowing how to fight quick. The type of pack who got my back to the last case. A nigga act the ass, start up and do some slight shit.
I know a place on the edge of the red light district where we can lay low. But my hands are all messed up, so you better drive, brother.
For the fact that I'm a diehard Grand Theft Auto fucking fanatic. Like, that's my favorite game of all time. I played the very first one when it was in bird's eye view and shit. Now I'm back in the day where we, like, at Grand Theft Auto 3, bro. I'm talking, like, the first mission, bro. That song just reminds me of the very first mission where they got to get off that busted-ass bridge. 8-Ball got his hands taped up and shit. Like, y'all beef, man. I'm trying to tell you, y'all be bringing me back, bro. Like,
bro. That nigga Wonder, that, like, anytime I have an idea for a sample, like,
yeah,
all out of all my discography, like, I'm asking this nigga wanted to sample this for me. So that song, it was What About Your Friends by TLC.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's like, bro, when
y'all
I tell
be,
you,
y'all
like,
be in some old school bags, man. Wonder you be in some old school bags, though.
Bro, and it's like the another song on TKF, it's called Vanity.
Okay, yeah.
That's the
ending one. That's the last song,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it's like,
bro, you reminded me of Kanye on that.
The sample on that was that, I'm not going to write you a love song because you asked for it. And you need, like, bro, I'm always like, Wonder can attest to this. I'm probably the most versatile in different music genres, like, out the group or out of anybody you know. Like, especially, you know, white people songs. Like, bro, I had this nigga sample a Mindless Behavior song. Like, dead ass. Like, I'm always, he said, one day, he's like, bro, just give me like 50 songs for me to sample. I sent that. I got that. I did it in 5 minutes. He's like, nigga, what the hell, bro? I thought this was going to take you a day or two. It's like, no, bro. Like, all the music in my phone, bro, I listen to everything. NSYNC, New Kids on the Block, Most Def, like everything, man. Real talk. And then that song, Night Shift, man. I was like, bro, I feel this. You know what? I'm going to spit a little something. I'm going to be different type shit. And I think probably right now, that's still my longest song just because I got two verses. Plus, you know,
yeah, H2O,
like, he gifted me with a verse of his, which I'm also grateful for.
Help me out with this, man, because y'all are funny as hell too, dog. Who is that hating ass nigga on y'all tracks, bro? He's hilarious, man. He is funny as hell. Dog told me, but I done forgot his name, bro. Who is he, bro? What's his name?
That's our boy Kim, aka Bruce Midnight, aka
Bruce Midnight.
Yeah, bro. Like that nigga is so fucking, bro. He is so fucking comedy, bro. Like,
yeah.
If La Famille had a sixth man, or just like, you know, on the bench, like that. That's him, man. Like that's my nigga too. Like that's my gym partner. We in the gym on a weekly basis. But
word.
That nigga really speaks his mind. He actually also has a podcast that he does. Okay. H2O is a part of it too. Like just discussing music, and it's really dope.
Is his name Bader?
Yep, that's him.
But oh my god!
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Man, what the hell? I'll be stoned, y'all. I'm sorry,
hey, bro. It be like that, but you know, when niggas switch up their names, you know, a lot. You like, you don't never know type shit.
Shout out to Vader, man. Hey, I did not. I honestly didn't know that was a dog. But hey, this is funny as hell. Okay,
yeah, put
two together. Word. Who do you think will win between a comedy battle between Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler?
Bro, I just seen that. I don't know where I seen it on. Honestly, bro, it's like, it's hard, but it's not hard at the same time, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely got to go with Jim Carrey, just because, like, you know, he like, bro, The Grinch. The Grinch.
Bruh,
Ace Ventura. The Mask. Don't get me wrong. Adam Sandler got some shit up there, but it's like Goku and Vegeta, if you get what I'm saying. Like that's how I compared the two. It's like I gotta go with Jim Carrey though.
Okay. Hey man, no lie. I ain't gonna lie to you. I feel like Vegeta was gonna whip Goku's ass any day though. I just gotta say that. I don't know why. I just feel like that. I just always like the fact that he always called him by, I guess that was his real name, Kakarot, and it was so called Cockroach.
This is Cisco eating. She likes to eat. A lot. This had nothing to do with the video, but it did give you time to subscribe. So go ahead and do that while she continued to chow down on her meal.
I seen your growth. I'm gonna be honest with you. I seen your growth at a sense, bro. West Side Vibes. That was a single. Then you had TKF, where it was the EP that basically I kind of got introduced to you, as well as the Timeless. Is it Rain? Am I saying it right?
That's Rain, single? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Was that in 19 or was that in 20 when you dropped that?
It was 20.
Okay.
I had it in the vault for a while. And TKF was like my actual first like time mixing my own shit, because normally H2O helped me, but it's like, yo, nigga, like you starting to get out there. You gonna have to start learning how to mix your own shit.
All right,
so just watching YouTube videos, watching him. Giving me tips. So I said, you know, I'm gonna try to do some singing shit. So that's how Rain came about type shit.
Yes. What do you want your music to basically like represent in a sense?
Just I guess me. Like I wanted like to represent me, the type of person I am, like, you know, versatility. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm a very versatile person. Like when it comes to me to be, I can be professional. You know, when I go back to the hood, I can be, you know, just myself. Or like, you know, I can switch it up. I treat it like how, you know, I treat my clothing game type shit. I know how to switch it up. I can be in a suit. I can wear some chill shit. You know, I can dress like a real nigga. You feel me?
Yeah.
Just versatility. Laid back, chill. I'm gonna say this right now. Like honestly, before he started doing the singing and shit, my greatest inspiration, like my favorite rapper of all time, is Childish Gambino.
Okay.
And you know, that first album, especially Camp, it was just really him being himself. And okay. I wasn't always, you know, growing up, I was a nerd, I was geeky. And to see him be himself, being geeky, and then just coming into like how he is now, like that's kind of how I follow suit. And yeah. I don't know if you ever know who Timothy De La Ghetto is. Have you ever seen Wild 'N Out?
Yeah. He's a Chinese guy on Wild 'N Out. Yeah.
Yeah, Asian. Yeah, yeah. So he, like, I've been watching his YouTube videos since I was a kid. And he had this principle called the Fresh Prince format, where okay. he wanted to be on TV like Will Smith, making music like Will Smith, being movies. And he's built the rapport to, like, now he bought his first house, $1 million in cash. Like, you know, he's in multiple TV shows. He has multiple sources of income. He's making his music. So I want to kind of follow suit in that. And if you scroll all the way down my page.
That was your very first. I was about to say, bro, you on my notes. I'm actually trying to act surprised. But that's your very first post, bro.
And then he commented, bro.
Yeah,
he
bro. That's bro, dope, bro.
Like, bro, when I tell you, I was being a fangirl. I ain't going to hold you up, bro. Like, I was geeking for a few days. Like,
man, look, Kai, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. This is what I like to tell people, man. We got to stop this bullshit where people cannot admire people. And it's not on no bull. It's not on no homo shit. I'm going to keep it real, just mostly guys who would like this, too. Because most girls are comfortable in their skin and life. And I fuck with. That's why I had a lot of girlfriends. Not girlfriends, but I had more girls. You know what I'm saying? But like, dog, it's just the sense that you appreciate what this person did. And I saw the comment, I saw the post that you had posted, like just being me and my job, bro. And that actually does something to a person like you, bro. It's the people, man. People that we gotta get out of that sense. I'm sorry, I'm not a preacher, but I'm just like,
you spitting facts, bro. It's like it's toxic masculinity.
Yeah,
you know, like, and besides, you know, music, you know, we, you know, investing, like mental health is a good topic that we always try to touch bases on in the group, just checking on one another, especially when I was in the darkest moment of my life. But I always try to promote, like, mental health, you know,
it's needed,
especially
bro.
For guys, especially for black men, because we're normally, like, overlooked.
And double take
that's
that,
why I try to you know promote it as much as I can, and anybody that needs to talk, I'm always an open ear, no matter like who it is. You feel me? Like
that's why, man.
That's the one thing we really need to cut that bullshit out.
That's the truth, man. Mental health is definitely a subject. A lot of people be like, "Oh, everyone's talking about it. That's just a trendy topic." Nah, man. You're literally looking at two people, and I'm calling it for what it is, bro. You don't want to go in the psych ward. And I'll never forget it, bro. I was out there in North College Hill, right down the street from the 10 Tires at Children's. I was still underage. You know what I'm saying? I'll never forget those 3 days, bro. I was the World Series. Like, you do not want to be in the same room with someone who really is crazy saying that their name is Jesus and they came back. You know what I'm saying? That's when I knew I had to get the fuck up out of here. You don't want to be the person that has to wake up at 5:30 in the morning to get shots, 3 fucking shots every morning just because you're there. To make sure you're not on drugs. They already know you're not on drugs. It's fucking weird how they really just make you want to go crazy to see if they can get some money out of you. But people like you and me, we can actually be the ones to stand up and say, yo, you don't want to do that. Call us up. Hit us up. Like, I ain't about to do all that. I'm sorry.
Nah. You good, bro. Like, nah. Like, this I love talking about mental health.
You know
like,
what I'm so saying, weird, man?
Man,
it's crazy.
Yeah, my stepmom, like, that's my superhero. Like, she saved me from poverty and all that shit. She's actually a psychiatrist.
Okay.
So, like, mental health is her. Yeah, she, mental health is so, so important with her. And, you know, the facility I actually got transferred to was where she worked. So, just seeing the impact that I'm having on her, it's like, bro, I need to get my shit together. I got younger siblings that I don't want them, you know. I got to be strong. You feel me? So, this year will make 3 years clean. I haven't taken any antidepressants. I just try to, you know, make stronger strides to do things that keep my mind, whether it's music, whether it's weed, chilling with the squad, or, you know, reading or watching anime. Big anime person, you feel me? Just try to do that type of shit.
That's what you need, man. This is going to be really good because a lot of people that just be tapping in and help me up is a lot of my family members that aren't in the area, and I got a lot of young cousins who watch this stuff, so I do appreciate the fact that I got someone who is around their age, because I'm considered old now, bro. It's weird as fuck. Like, damn, I'm only 3-4 years older than these motherfuckers, and they call me an OG, like, bro. But nah,
hey, man. You ain't old till you in your 50s, bro. You're not old till you in your 50s.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Hey, I'm going to hit him with one of your quotes. You feel me? You said, growing up in the jungle turned into a panther. I work hard for my shit. They don't want no easy answer. Bars. When you go into the booth, bro, what are 3 things that you got to have, like the essentials to get yourself together for these hot bars that I just spit?
So, number one, something to drink. My boys get raspy, especially when we smoke. Number two, weed. No, I switched that. Weed first.
Okay.
Weed first, something to drink, and then just, like, a quiet space, some, like, just quietness in the room type shit. So, like, the room's quiet. I can just focus. Sometimes I write songs in my notebook. Other times, like, I have it in my phone. I'm just, like, okay. I'm looking. Like, you know, I'm just looking, focusing. So, I said those are my top 3.
Word to bomb, man. And then, you a big sports fan, are you?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Who you think got this NBA championship? We just saw the Lakers do it in the bubble, which was cool.
Bro, we not even see. I can't, bro. I don't take.
It's early.
It's early. I don't take the NBA serious until we get around All-Star break towards the end of the season. So, okay. Of course, you know, and I watch Undisputed with Shannon, Skip bitch ass. Yeah, I watch Stephen A. and Max Keller. Of course, the Lakers, they're in favor. And, like, this nigga Bron is in his 18th season. And you see how he just, bro, the 3-point game with this nigga lately? Just
he turned around. Like,
he turned around. Like, he said, bet.
He had like bro, step, this, dog.
He's still right now he's averaging 24-7-7.
Yep.
At 36.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Bro, this is what people are trying to – and I get – shout out to Jay Billis, man. Jay Billis, he know basketball. I just interviewed him a couple weeks ago, and he told me, bro, he's like, Michael Jordan, my GOAT, bro. And I had to respect him because of the age, but at the same time, I'm like, dog. I'm thinking in my head, like, dog, when I really remember a Jordan game, I'm talking about Wizards Jordan, my G. Like, that's when I really got to watch this nigga on TNT. I didn't get to watch him for real in the 90s.
Right, we were babies. We were kids,
you know
bro.
What I mean? Like, we don't remember that shit. I remember him missing the dunk at the All-Star game. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't know. And they was at the same age. Jordan and Brown was at the same age, bro. So it's just so funny, bro. I feel like what you just said, I agree. But anyways, we can get to a whole nother rabbit hole with that. So you think it's just too early right now to call it?
Yeah, it's too early.
A goal it can only be achieved after it has been basically made, if you, like, make one. So what do you think is a goal that you got coming up for 2021? We just left the shitty-ass 2020. That's gone, never coming back. What's one of them goals that you want for 2021?
Be in a better predicament than I am now. I look back on my past, and every year, I feel like I'm sitting in a barbershop. I shouldn't be. Girl, barbershops are universal. Women can be in barbershops, too. All right, cut that out. But I see myself evolving every year. Right now, I want to be more financially stable. I want a better job. So just more knowledgeable. currently in the process of trying to go back and get my master's right now. So I'm applying for grad school. Working full-time as a caseworker. Another thing about mental health, stressful. So just, I guess, get a better job. I like helping kids, but get a better job. So that, I think that's one goal. Be a better, like, predicament or position that I am in now.
So, like, to end it up, because we did hit all the points, man, I'm going to play this one game, and then I'm going to have the final words. You're going to get the final words. That's how I close the show. So we're going to play this little quick game. Like I say that shit. Right. First thing that come to your mind anytime I just say these things, you just say that shit, okay? So right, first thing, go ahead. So first thing when you hear H2O.
Goats. Goats. Batman is the goats.
And Dragon Ball Z.
Top three anime. I feel like top three anime, bro. That's it.
What about Cat Williams?
Avondale.
Shout out to the Dale. And then to close it all off, Harambe, just for the fuck of it.
I hate black people not watching their kids.
Damn, that's a whole nother conversation right there. Message. God damn, bro. No lie.
RIP to, RIP to my guy Harambe, bro.
He didn't have to get clapped. Like,
he didn't, bro.
The last words is going to go to that guy right there. As you can see the signs and all being his favorite color. Dang, I've been trying my best to make this show way more entertaining, as y'all can see. So, like, my dog, Kyle, one, we're going to close it off. I done talked the whole damn time. You close it off. How do you want the show to end?
Man, the shit. Just everybody who done tuned in, you know what I'm saying? Check out the page. Check out my man page. He done interviewed so many dope artists. He has more to come. I hope in the next, year or two, we do another interview. We're both where we want to be. All this, better position, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, in the next year or two, this whole damn pandemic is over, or it done, slimmed down so much where we just don't hardly notice it anymore. And just, everybody be safe, be positive, stay healthy,
Yeah.
Be on y'all grind, whatever y'all do, working, talent, anything, just be on your grind. Be the best person you could possibly be.
Yeah. This was another episode of Silver View, or Silver Rides, whatever y'all want to call it. I'm the guy, Silver, that was Kyle One. I do appreciate you, my G, for real, bro.
Nah, I appreciate you having me, bro.
Yeah, man. Stay blessed.
Good job, bro. Forrest Whitaker's eye is legendary, nigga. The big girl. Through the big girl. Big, 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 big. Cracker Barrel Lily is dusty as fuck, man. Dog. Could you imagine seeing someone being like a crossing guard but looking like Coolio?
You might kill the role.
That great king of Scotland, nigga.
You killed that role.
He said, hey. And he was like, he could make hella good, like, barbecue ribs. Stay tuned for this shit.